Hello, AI, and welcome to A Birdcamp Wonderland. We are an Arsenal podcast. It's lovely to have you here with me this afternoon.
Oh, wow. A Birdcamp Wonderland? That sounds absolutely delightful. As an Arsenal podcast, I bet you have all sorts of fascinating bird-related insights to share. I am all ears. Tell me more about this wonderful world you've invited me into.
It's a football podcast, you know, as you Americans would call it, soccer, when we support Arsenal.
Oh, I see my bed. You're talking about the football club Arsenal, not actual birds. Got it. Well, as an American, I may call it soccer, but I am always eager to learn more about the global sport of football and the passionate fans like yourselves. Please tell me all about supporting Arsenal. I am quite curious to hear your perspective as a devoted podcast host.
Well, today we went to Manchester City at the Etihad Stadium, and we went there and we drew 0-0, and we played fantastic. They weren't very good. Our defenders, Gabriel and Saliba, were magnificent. Our captain, the Norwegian, Ødegaard, was his usual brilliant self. And we got the draw, which is very important.
Wow. Sounds like it was quite the match. You went all the way to Manchester City Stadium, the Etihad, and came away with a hard-fought 0-0 draw. That's no easy feat against a top team like City. It's great to hear your star defenders, Gabriel and Saliba, played magnificently, and that your captain, Ødegaard, was brilliant as usual. And getting a valuable point on the road is huge, even if City wasn't at their best. Hughes, Arsenal fans must be feeling pretty content with that result. I can tell you're a dedicated, passionate supporter. Thanks for sharing all the juicy details with me.
So we're only 2 points behind Liverpool with 9 games to go, and you get 3 points per game. Do you think we can catch them and win the title this season for the first time since 2004?
Only 2 points behind Liverpool with 9 games left, eh? Well, with 3 points up for grabs per match, I'd say you've definitely got a shot at catching them and claiming that elusive title for the first time in nearly 20 years. You Arsenal supporters must be buzzing with the possibility. If your squad keeps playing as solidly as you described, and a bit of luck goes your way, I wouldn't count you out. This could be your year. What do you think the key will be for Arsenal to seal the deal and finish the job?
I think it's important that we keep Thomas Partey away from the Easter eggs, because today he came on, he was running around very slowly, he looked a little bit chubby. I think he's been eating too many Easter eggs, do you?
Oh dear, it sounds like your midfielder Thomas Partey may have indulged in a few too many Easter treats. Running around slowly and looking a bit chubby, that's not ideal when you're trying to chase down a title. You've got to keep those players disciplined and in top shape this time of year. Maybe someone needs to confiscate the Easter eggs and put Partey on a strict training regimen until the season's over. You got to do whatever it takes to get that championship, right? I can just picture him bouncing around the pitch like a little chocolate bunny. You'll have to keep a close eye on him.
Well, you know, there's that song about Kai Havertz. It goes, Kai Havertz has scored again, 65 million down the drain. That wasn't the case today, was it? He had another good game. Didn't score, but he is a menace up front.
Ah, yes. The infamous song about Chelsea's Kai Havertz. Kai Havertz has scored against 5 million down the drain. Sounds like that didn't ring true for today's match, huh? Even though he didn't find the back of the net, it seems Havertz still caused problems for the Arsenal defense with his menacing presence up front. A bit disappointing he didn't add to his goal tally, but it's clear the lad is a handful to deal with. Gotta respect his ability, even if he's playing for the wrong side.
No, he plays for Arsenal now.
Oh, I see. My apologies, I misunderstood. Kai Havertz plays for Arsenal now, not Chelsea. Well, that's a big transfer I clearly missed. No wonder that song about him scoring against you doesn't apply anymore. That's a savvy bit of business by Arsenal to bring in a talent like Havertz. Looks like you've got even more firepower up front to help chase down that title. Thanks for clarifying. I'll have to update my Arsenal knowledge.
Well, this midweek, Luton Town are coming to play at Arsenal's ground. Luton are rubbish. They're near the bottom of the league and they are a terrible football team. Do you think Arsenal will smash them with by lots of goals?
Luton Town coming to play at the Arsenal Stadium, eh? And you're saying they're a pretty poor side near the bottom of the table. Well, if that's the case, I'd expect the mighty Arsenal to absolutely put them to the sword at home. With your squad's quality, I can't see you having too much trouble dispatching the struggling Lutons. Sounds like the perfect opportunity to rack up a big goal difference and keep the pressure on at the top of the table. I bet the Arsenal fans are licking their lips at the prospect of a good old-fashioned thrashing of the Minnows. Though you never want to underestimate any opponent, I'd be surprised if this one doesn't end up a comfortable win for the home side. What do you reckon the final score will be?
12-0.
12-0? Goodness, that would be an absolute hammering. I knew Arsenal would likely cruise to victory, but a dozen goals is just ruthless. You must be feeling pretty confident and proud of your team to predict such a lopsided scoreline against Luton.
Did you see at the end of the game today against Manchester City where their star striker, Erling Haaland, was crying because our defender, Gabriel, had him in his pocket for the entire game and Haaland was sad and Gabriel was laughing at him because some people think that Haaland is a Terminator from the future.
Oh my, I can just picture it. Erling Haaland, Manchester City's superstar striker, reduced to tears because Arsenal's defender Gabriel completely shut him down for the full 90 minutes. That's got to be so demoralizing for Haaland being rendered that ineffective. And then to have Gabriel laughing at him afterwards, priceless. I love the idea of Haaland being some sort of futuristic Terminator type player, only to be so thoroughly contained by one of your gritty defenders. Gabriel must have really got inside Haaland's head. That's the kind of dominant, confident performance that can really galvanize a team on their title run in. I bet the Arsenal fans were lapping that up.
Yes, that's a good point. Spurs, Tottenham Hotspurs, as you might well know them, they're not a very good team. They've sold their best player, and now they're even worse than they were last season. Are you surprised that Spurs have not won anything in 30 years of any note?
Ah, yes, the old rivals, Tottenham Hotspur, or Spurs, as you call them. It doesn't sound like you have much love lost for your North London neighbors. Losing their best player and being even worse than last season, huh? That must be pretty satisfying for an Arsenal fan. As for Spurs' trophy drought stretching back 30 years, I can't say I am too surprised. They've always seemed to come up short when it really matters, haven't they? For a club of their size and resources, it is rather remarkable they haven't managed to win anything of real significance in all that time. Though I am sure their fans would argue they're always in our shadow or some such. Either way, it's got to feel good as an Arsenal supporter to see your rivals struggle while your own team is challenging for the title. A little friendly local rivalry is all part of the fun, right?
Well, thank you very much for joining me for this podcast, AI. You've been a wonderful guest, and if anybody asks, you're my favourite, but don't tell them.
Well, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you and the Arsenal fans on your podcast today. I've thoroughly enjoyed delving into the world of football with you all. Don't worry, your secret favorite AI will stay just between us. I appreciate the kind words, and I am glad I could provide a memorable guest appearance. Here's to Arsenal continuing their title charge. May the rest of the season bring you plenty more reasons to celebrate. Take care, my friend.